Meet Dr. Bakur Noor, pioneer transplant surgeon and one of many achievers helping to unlock human potential at Qatar Foundation.
This is Scientific American 60 Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata. Got a minute? Confessing to a crime usually is not enough to throw you behind bars. Many states require independent evidence to corroborate a confession. But if a suspect confesses and forensic investigators know, it can cause them to favor evidence in support of a guilty verdict, even if the confession's coerced or false. So says a study in the journal Psychological Science. Researchers analyzed 241 cases from the Innocence Project, which uses DNA tests to try to exonerate prisoners who are in fact not guilty. Most of the wrongful convictions were based on eyewitness mistakes, but a quarter of the bad verdicts involved false confessions. And such cases were much more likely to involve botched forensic evidence, which tended to pile up after the confessions were made. That sequence suggests that investigators' scientific conclusions were corrupted by belief in the defendant's guilt. Even more troubling, the authors say, is that tainted evidence can influence a trial long after a confession's been thrown out, as with the Amanda Knox trial in Italy. For judges and juries, the message is clear. Even evidence that appears to be a smoking gun may be smoke and mirrors.
Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American 60 Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.